Park Geun-hye's removal from office and arrest in 2017 was a dramatic fall from grace that saw her go from South Korea's president to prisoner. She's been serving a 22-year sentence for corruption, but the government's pardon will see her released on December 31st, along with around 3,000 others.
We have included former President Park Geun-hye and former Prime Minister Han Myung-suk to the list to overcome unfortunate past history and the crisis of COVID-19, realize people's unity, and provide a chance to take a new step forward to the future.
Park is currently in hospital, and analysts believe that's played a part in her imminent release.
I think it's really her advancing age and her health issues. She's had both physical and mental health issues since the impeachment. She's pretty clearly not going to have any kind of meaningful political role in Korean life if she's allowed to go home, as appears going to happen.
Park was once seen as political royalty. The daughter of former President Park Chung-hee, she served as acting first lady after her mother was killed in 1974. In 2013, Park Geun-hye became the country's first female leader, scoring a decisive victory for her Conservative Party. But she suffered a sharp drop in public support after more than 300 people, mostly children, drowned when a ferry capsized in 2014. Just 2 years later, another political scandal engulfed her administration after an old friend, Choi Soon-sil, was alleged to have used her influence over the president to meddle in state affairs. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered every weekend to demand Park's resignation. There were celebrations when she was impeached, thrown out of office, and later jailed for colluding with Choi to receive billions of dollars from major companies. The scandal also landed heads of two conglomerates in prison.
What occurred in the Blue House during her reign was unacceptable, and there were corruption indeed, but overall I personally didn't feel that she was deeply involved into the entire scheme, and so she's been jailed, she's in poor health. I feel like the time is right to let her go and give her the pardon.
I feel upset. As a citizen, I feel that it's regrettable that such a decision was made all of a sudden when it would undo what was achieved through the candlelit vigils.
Almost all of South Korea's former presidents have been implicated in corruption scandals. Lee Myung-bak, the only living ex-president aside from Park, is also in prison. He didn't receive a pardon. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.